May the anointing that God has given us teach us. Brothers and sisters, we are not just sharing concerning the knowledge and doctrines concerning the Bible. Our fellowship here is so that the brothers and sisters can enter into the experience and enter into the reality, because God is living. If the word in the Bible is not living to us, then it's no good to us. Perhaps many brothers and sisters may say, "Oh, the triune God, I heard a lot about it already. I also heard a lot about it." But after hearing a lot about it and knowing a lot, it does not mean that you have entered into the reality or the experience of it. God is living. If you do not contact Him and you just read this Bible, whatever you read is of no benefit to you. I'm happy to see Brother Jiang Wei here again. I can say that I know him, and I've been to Kunming, and he has been here too. But we met each other for no more than 2 or 3 weeks, right? Now tell me, do you know me? Yes. But how much do you know me? I say, I know Jiang Wei. Yes, I do. But how much do I know him? I see him once after 3 years. Tell me, how much could I know of him? Even though if I were to read a book about Jiang Wei, do you think that after reading the book I would know him? No. God is living. We have to come to Him all the time and have fellowship with Him. John says, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. If you do not always go to the Father, you would not have the feeling or intimacy with Him, and you wouldn't have the sense. I know Brother Lin as well. How many years have I known him? 20 years. But each year, I just see him for 2 weeks or at most 3 weeks. Even though it's been 20 years, but it's only 2 weeks per year. Is that enough? Do you think that I know him? You? I don't know you. Oftentimes, I don't know what he's talking about, what he's thinking about, and I don't know how his family is. He's still a mystery to me, right? Do you know me? So knowing and knowing is different. You say you know the triune God. You know the teaching. But if you know the doctrine, it doesn't mean that you know the Father. This I know for sure. I've been among the churches for so many years, and I don't know how many times they've talked about the triune God. But I seldom see brothers and sisters having a close relationship to the Father. If you have such a close relationship with the Father, you will not be doing so many unrighteous acts and deeds. and all kinds of other things. You won't be able to do that because you always have fellowship with the Father who is holy. In the Gospel of Matthew, the Lord Jesus said, you have to be perfect as your Father who is in heaven, who is perfect. Would the Father speak loosely? Would he speak loosely? Especially concerning the Word of God, would you be as faithful as the Lord Jesus? Say, yea is yea and nay is nay. Don't say, I understand the Bible. I don't dare to say that I understand, because how much of it do I understand? Daily, I discover there's more light and there's a lot more that I do not understand. Do you understand this God? If our heart is not open to the Lord and it's not opened unto the Father, how much do you know of the Father, God? Perhaps you cannot even distinguish between the Father and the Son. So I hear many brothers and sisters asking me, how do we differentiate? Do you pray to the Father or do you pray to the Lord Jesus? What's the difference? It's because you cannot differentiate between the Father and the Son. That's why you can't see the distinction. If we truly know the Father, we will realize how much our Father cares for us. I am a father myself. I know how much I love my children. It's only so that I would understand how much my Father loves me, how much He cares for me. If my children have difficulties, do you think that as a father, I don't care? Oh, you're almost 40. You just take care of yourself. Do you say that? Tell me, would our Heavenly Father not take care of you? In the Gospel of Matthew, the Lord Jesus said, you who are imperfect, you who are sinners, you who do evil, even you know how to give the good things to your children, won't the Father in heaven take care of you? Would He not give you the best? You do not know a father who loves you so much and who takes so good care of you. Paul said in Romans chapter 8, says, since a father even sacrificed his own son and gave him of his own son, would he not give you all the good things together with him? Your father is here. Brother Jingqian, your father is sitting here. Does your father love you? He spoke very loudly. He loves you. And he also cooks for you every day. If he doesn't love you, would he cook for you? He feed you every day? One time, my wife was not there, and I was home with my two younger children, and the food was all burnt. Even though I don't know how, I still had to cook. You have to know the Father's heart. Did the Lord Jesus not tell you not to have no fear? Because the Father is willing to give you of His kingdom and give you the Spirit. Would you like to enter into the kingdom? So how are you going to enter into the kingdom? Some people are very afraid. Because I'm afraid I can't get in. I can't get in. John, how are we going to enter in? Number one, number two, number three. Have you not read that the Father is willing to give you his kingdom? Of course, you have to behave yourself. You should not be doing things loosely as a son. But you have to know that the Father is willing to give you His kingdom, and He's willing to give you of His Spirit. Some brothers and sisters say, oh, so very difficult to get the Holy Spirit. I say, why? It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the Holy Spirit. It's unfortunate because you don't know. If my children come to me to ask for something, I will not say, I won't give it to you. Unless it's not good for them. How about your Father in heaven? What kind of a father is He? He loves you so much. To the extent He loved you so much that He sent His only begotten Son. And besides, He wants to give you all good things. What does James say? All good things come from the Father of lights in heaven. 众光之父. It says He is the Father of lights. He gave it to us. John also said, the Father is light. God is light. God is also love. Behold. So, what great love has the Father bestowed upon us that we can become sons of, that we can be called sons of God? Have you not sensed the love of God? You talk about teachings, you talk about the Father God. But you have no feeling about the Father's love towards you. If you feel the love of the Father towards you, why would you sometimes not be in disbelief that He is there? He is in you, and yet you don't believe it. Jingqian, do you believe that your Father loves you? Do you put a big question mark there? Sometimes He might scold you because you did something wrong. Would you say that, oh, He doesn't love me anymore? our relationship to God the Father is a love relationship. And this love could be sensed. Then you can draw near to Him. Mary and I left home, and the children would tell us on Skype, so, oh, we miss you. We're thinking of you. We miss you. Did you ever tell the Father? Oh, Father, I do miss you. I think of you. I love you. I want to draw near to you. The Lord Jesus said, if anyone loves the Father would come and dwell in him and have fellowship with us. This is not a matter of teaching. All these should be our real experiences, right? Is your relationship with your Father a matter of doctrine? Of course not. Then why is our relationship with the Father just a matter of doctrines and knowledge? That's no wonder why we're still fighting with one another. We're not grown in life. We're still quarreling. Did the Lord Jesus not say? Did John not say? If you love the Father who begot you, you will also love those who are the brothers who are begotten of Him. Isn't this the case? 1 John is not doctrine. That is why the Lord wants to bring us into a relationship like the one He has with His Father. Don't talk about teachings, but we have to enter into that relationship. Why do I say this? Because the Lord Jesus came so that He came in order that you experience Him, and to experience Him to such an extent that you have such a relationship with the Father just as He did. To the such a degree that we would hear the Father say, you are my beloved sons, in whom I'm well pleased, in Jesus Christ. If we do not experience Jesus Christ as all our offerings to be offered to our Father God, you would not be like that. I have to ask you, are you a son of God? Brother Chiu, are we sons of God? But do you do all things that are well-pleasing to the Father in your whole life? Do you often do what is well-pleasing to Him? Nico? Do you always do things that are well-pleasing to the Father? No one dares to answer. Why? Because oftentimes we do things that are not well-pleasing to the Father. Our thoughts, the love of our heart, our speech. In the church, we're criticizing this and criticizing that one, and we're talking about this and that. Does the father like it? Do you think the father is well pleased with all that? Is the father happy when he hears it? I keep thinking, this brother here, oh, it's bothersome. If I say that, would the Abba Father be happy? Would he be? Of course not. I don't need to ask you. I ask you because I want to stir you up. In John chapter 15, is it not said that if we love one another, this is well-pleasing to the Father? As a father, Brother Dehua, how many children do you have? Two. If they're fighting every day, I bite you and you bite me back, they're competing one with another each day, would you be happy? You will not be happy. You'll be sick at heart. It's good that our God would not get a heart attack. If he gets heart attacks, there are so many of his children fighting, quarreling each day. Would you think that the Abba Father would say, oh, it's very exciting, very exciting, keep going. Would he say that? Your church life is very exciting. Is it very exciting? It goes to prove that we do not have a good relationship with our triune God. I'm sorry. I do not want to offend you. If we all have such an intimate relationship with our Father, and we're experiencing and living Christ every day for the good pleasure of the Father, then the church life would truly be like a big family life. If every day they're picking fights with one another, people will start hiding. I grew up in a family with 13 siblings. In China, you cannot have 13 children. There were 13 of us, 13 siblings in the family. If we start arguing with one another, as soon as the father shows up, everybody starts hiding. Are we like this? Tell me, does the father like to be at home? To watch us would that be good? You have to ask the Father. Abba Father, is that good? The Abba Father would shake his head. Do not be like that. We are not dealing with teachings. We want to please the Father. I don't want to be one who lives in doctrines and talking about philosophies and expositions of the Bible. I don't live in that realm. I am not living in that realm, no. I want to live in the reality. You and I, we all, if we live in this reality, we'll realize that we're all united. We're all in harmony. Because we are in harmony, we're reconciled to the Father. If I'm not reconciled to Him, I won't be reconciled to you either. Thank the Lord. So you all have to remember, we have a peace offering. In order to worship the Father, you have to bring a peace offering to the Father. Later on, we will fellowship gradually about these things. So the fellowship between the Father and the Son should become our fellowship with the Father. Right? So when John spoke about life, it is in order to bring us into this fellowship. So John said a word. To know Him, that is the Father, the true God. To know Him and Jesus Christ whom He has sent. This is eternal life. This is eternal life. We say we have eternal life, yet we don't know Him. And we don't know the Son. And we fight with one another. Where is the life? It's a life with you, within you, a fighting life, a quarreling life. How about the one in me? Not that either. Since it is not, then would we fight with one another? No. No. It's no. No. So how do we live? It exposes our condition, whether we truly know the Father, whether we truly live out the Lord Jesus Christ. This is important. Later on, when we fellowship concerning this worship, then you will realize why I emphasize this relationship so much. Think about it. If the Lord Jesus would be fighting and being in conflict with the Father daily, he says, oh, he wants this, I don't want it. If the Father wants to do it and the Son says, I'm sorry, I want to do it this way. Tell me, if that were the case, would the Son be well-pleasing to the Father? Can such a Son worship the Father? From Monday to Saturday, I live myself. I do what I want to do and think what I want to think. And I quarrel with Brother Lin. I keep pointing at him because I know he won't be fighting with you. He is called Gentle Lin. If I want to keep fighting with him, and when I come to the Lord's table and I want to worship the Father, tell me, what should I say? Do I worship him? Or do I insult him? Am I joking with him? Do we worship in this way? That is why when we read John chapter 4, where he speaks about the true worshipers, do not think that our Father doesn't care. Monday through Saturday, you just do your own thing and you fight with one another, and then on the Lord's Day, you come worship the Father. Do you think that the Father would be happy? Tell me the truth. Would he say, it's okay, at least they come and sing a hymn to me? Would you say that? In the church in Singapore, they keep blaming you and criticizing you daily, and then they come greet you and say, "Oh, Elder Chiu, how are you?" Would you be happy? Is it enough just to have the position of the elder? Tell me. If I were you, I won't want to be an elder anymore. I'll let him be that. Daeyong says no. He doesn't want it either. Abba Father. I'm not joking here. I'm speaking from my heart. That is why the Father wants the true worshipers, those who have the reality, who worship him according to his word, with the Spirit, please. Please correct your Bible. We're not altering the Bible. It's not the heart spirit, but just the Spirit in Chinese. So that's why with the triune God, there's also the Holy Spirit. The Father is greater than the Son, and the Son is greater than the Holy Spirit. Besides, the Holy Spirit is there to work the reality of the Father and the Son into you. If you only believe in the Lord Jesus, yet you do not know the Holy Spirit, you do not have the reality. God gave us the Holy Spirit solely to bring us into the reality. Otherwise, when you come to worship the Father, you come in an empty way to worship. You don't experience the Lord. You don't experience Christ. You don't live Christ. Based on what do you worship the Father? So, brothers and sisters, John chapter 4 tells us true worship has to be in spirit. The Chinese Bible said with the Spirit, but the English and German version says in spirit. You have to be a person in spirit. It's only in this way that you have the reality. I just mentioned one offering. the peace offering. Do you have it? Do you have the peace offering to bring to offer to the Father? In the Bible, I did not read about quarreling offering. Is there such a one? A criticizing offering. Is there such an offering? It's the peace offering. If we don't have it, what kind of an offering do we bring to the Father? Our Lord Jesus sacrificed himself. He's gave up his life. Do we want to experience his sacrificing his life? He gave his life for us. Would you lay down your life for the brothers and sisters? The Lord Jesus bore all our offenses, all our trespasses. Who has no trespass? We all do. Who bears them? The Lord Jesus did. Now, are you willing to forbear the trespasses of the brothers and sisters? They do a little bit of something wrong, and then we start complaining. Do you have any sin offering or trespass offering to bring to the Father? If you have a trespass offering, you say, "Oh, Father, thank you, you forgive me. I bring the Lord Jesus as my trespass offering to offer up to you." The Father would ask you, you're so familiar with the Lord's Prayer, right? You all know how to memorize that. Who doesn't know how to recite that? You can even memorize it, right? There's one sentence in there that says, "Forgive us our trespasses. Thank the Lord." Is that what it says? No? What does it say? So, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive." You know why we cannot even say that? Because we do not forgive others. "Forgive us our trespasses as we what? As we..." You can't even say it. We cannot even say it because you do not forgive others. Year after year, I still remember the offenses 50 years ago. When I see you, I remember what you did 3 years ago, what you did 5 years ago. Oh, look at Brother Fuyong. Oh, 20 years ago he offended me. And he didn't even come apologize. I am still waiting for him to come apologize today. Oh dear. Is the Lord waiting for you? Don't you forgive others? If you do not forgive, would you have the trespass offering? Do you understand? Do you have the trespass offering? Did God forgive you of your sins? Yes. Are you willing to forgive others of their trespasses? Not only whether you're willing or not, it won't work if you do not forgive. So what are we going to do? Do we have the reality? Now, where does this reality come from? It comes from the Holy Spirit. Let's read John chapter 14. Amen. Here the Lord Jesus said, verse 25. Let's read verse 25 together. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But it's not enough that he has spoken. The Lord Jesus spoke a lot. But the Lord Jesus said, but, verse 26, but the Helper, we all don't understand what the Comforter or the Helper is. What is that? What is the Comforter or Helper in Chinese? It's 保惠师. Is he there to comfort you? He just keeps comforting you. You just want to get the comfort and that's good enough? If the Lord Jesus were just a comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will comfort you every day. Is that what it says? Is that it? That's why some translations say that he's the helper. He's there to help you. He's a helper. He's there to help you. He's a helper. He not only wants to comfort you, but he's there to help you. Now tell me, what is he going to help you do? Help you give a message? Let's read. He will teach you all things. He is going to teach. Now, do you have the Holy Spirit teaching you every day? Did the Holy Spirit teach you? And bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. This is what the Holy Spirit wants to do in us. To help us, teach us in all things. How to live, he'll teach you. How to be at peace with the brothers and sisters in the church, he'll teach you that. The Lord Jesus said, if any man wants to follow me, he has to deny himself. How are you going to deny yourself? The Holy Spirit will teach you. How to be a responsible one. You have to turn to the Holy Spirit and say, Lord Spirit, how am I going to help the brothers and sisters? You have to ask the Lord. Did Solomon not pray in this way? He said, I'm too young. I don't know how to rule over the kingdom. I don't know how to rule over your people. So, oh God, give me wisdom. Now, will the Holy Spirit not teach you? That's why, brothers and sisters, this Holy Spirit is very important. He will all remind you of God's word, what the Lord has said. Let's quickly go to chapter 16. Verse 14. When the Holy Spirit comes, we begin reading with verse 13. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, the Spirit of truth, the Bible says it's the Spirit of truth. Brother Kihu, how do you understand the Spirit of truth? He teaches you to teach the truth? He's the Spirit of reality. Because in the Bible, I've mentioned this several times, that the truth in the scriptures require the reality. Besides, that reality is the Lord Jesus Christ. So in Greek, the word truth also has another meaning, which is the reality. So you may also translate the Spirit of truth . But based on the entire Bible, you should translate it into the Spirit of reality. Because the work of the Holy Spirit is to bring the reality of Christ into you, for you to experience Him. It's not the Spirit of teachings, but it's of reality. That's why we say that we're preaching here. Don't preach, but speak the reality. Because the word of the Bible is not a doctrine, but it's reality. I hope that all the brothers would learn, not just to give a message, but speak a word of reality. It's only so that the brothers and sisters can be helped. Now the Spirit of reality has come. The Chinese Bible says that so that you will understand. But it's strange that there's a note in the Chinese Bible says He will guide you into. Why does the translator of the Bible not do it well and say that He will lead you into all reality? If I ask you, have you understood? We love to ask the question, understood? Right? The preacher always likes to ask, do you understand? Are you clear? Understood? Understood? Brother Selfie, do you understand? The Holy Spirit does not only want you to understand, but He wants you to get into it. Even though you may understand it all, but entering into it is something totally different. The question is not a matter of understanding, but it's a matter of entering or not entering. The Holy Spirit comes not for you to understand, but for you to enter in. If you understand and yet you do not enter in, what's the use of it? Do you understand the Bible? Did you go practice it? Do you enter into it? without entering in, you do not have the reality. That's why he will guide you into all reality. For he will not speak on his own authority. Thank and praise the Lord. When the Lord Jesus spoke, he did not speak of his own, but he spoke what the Father spoke. The Holy Spirit came. Neither does he speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears from the Lord Jesus, he will speak. Now it's your turn. You are speaking here. Whose word are you speaking here? On whose authority do you speak? Do you just speak based on what you think and just keep babbling? And it's not the Holy Spirit who led you into the reality and then you speak forth this word? Do not forget that there's a triune God. So it says here, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. That's so good. If we all could be like this, if you did not hear the Lord speak, then you don't speak. Wouldn't that be great? Speak what he wants to say, and that's good enough. It's not giving teachings here or memorizing a message here. Of course, it doesn't mean that you don't prepare. But much more, you have to prepare to listen to God's word. Oh, Lord Jesus. But whatever he hears, he will speak. And then, one more. And he will tell you things to come. The Holy Spirit is too wonderful. Do you know what's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen next year? If there's a need, if there's some important thing, the Holy Spirit will come and tell you about it. As a person who serves the Lord, you need to have such experience. It doesn't mean to say, oh, I want to know whether it's going to rain tomorrow or not. No. Whether it rains or not is not important. Don't ask the Lord, oh Lord, is it going to rain tomorrow? The Lord won't tell you. And the Holy Spirit won't tell you. But the Holy Spirit said, oh, the conference is coming up. What does the Lord want to speak? What is the Father's burden? What does the church need? If you don't tell me, how am I supposed to know? What future does the church have? How is the church going to go forward? What is the way you want to take? If you don't tell me, how would I know? There are many things that the Holy Spirit would tell you. Not only so. What you need to know, the Holy Spirit would tell you. Do not think that, oh, I don't know anything. Of course, based on ourselves, we know nothing. But if we have the Holy Spirit within us, there are many things the Holy Spirit would tell you, unless you don't mind Him, you don't listen to Him in general, and even if though He speaks to you, you don't do things as He tells you to. If I were such a person, He won't speak to me anymore. Why should He speak to me if I don't act according to His word? I don't care. Would this Holy Spirit so speak to me? It's not like this. Now let's also read verse 8. And when He comes, and when the Holy Spirit has come, He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. The Chinese translation, it's okay that one will rebuke oneself. And the English translation says convict. What does the German version say? Überführen. The German word is better. Meaning to say that He will convince you. I don't think it's very easy for others to convince you or persuade you if you are wrong. Who can convince you that you are wrong? If you were wrong, would you admit it? Your wife would keep saying it and saying it, would you believe it? If the wife did something wrong and you say it to her, would she right away say, oh yes, I'm wrong? Would she? Why do husbands and wives always fight with one another? Because I don't submit to you and you don't submit to me. We don't rebuke ourselves, but we rebuke the other party. We rebuke the others. I rebuke you. Have you seen a brother who rebukes himself in the church? Have you? Hardly. Not only hardly, but practically none. Practically no one does it. That means you don't know the Holy Spirit. If in the church I'm always right, I'm right, and I'm right, and you are wrong, I'm always right. Oh, Brother Chen is wrong. Oh, Suravit is wrong. And he is wrong. Others are always wrong. Then you must be the Holy Spirit. Because you're the one rebuking others. The Holy Spirit within me does not convict others. If I want to rebuke others, I firstly have to see whether I am wrong. It's only then that I can help others and not just rebuke others. Besides, the Holy Spirit does not come to rebuke you. The usage of the word in Chinese is too strong. He comes to convict you, to convince you, because we do many wrong things. Even though we do wrong, we don't know about it, and you still think that others are scolding you. Now, who could cause you to realize it in your conscience? Tell me. The Holy Spirit within us would cause us to realize it in our conscience. Oh, brother, I am wrong. If you don't know that you're wrong, who's going to tell you? If I tell you, then we're going to fight. Have you not done wrong? Have you never done anything wrong? You're a perfect man. If you're living in the Spirit, you would turn to the Lord daily and say, Lord, forgive me. Cleanse me. Wash me. Save me. Change me. Heal me. I am sick. It's not that I have a headache, but it's that my heart is sick. I have a sickness of my temper. And I have a sickness of hating people, hating others. Don't you need the healing? Don't you need to be healed? Who is going to be your doctor? And who is going to be the medicine? You are a pharmacist. Right? You have a pharmacy. That's good. I hope that you also have a heavenly medication to heal a spiritual sick person. Don't you need this? You don't need it, but I do. I need it. I need it daily. That's why there's the Holy Spirit. If you lack that, you have nothing at all. You just believe, believe, and believe. I heard many say, oh, as long as you believe, that's good enough. But brothers and sisters say, I've been believed for so long, but I don't have any experience. I'm the same old me. Oh, keep believing, just believe it. You have to believe who the Lord Jesus and what he has done for you, but that's not enough. The Holy Spirit wants to bring all the reality of the Lord Jesus Christ into your daily living. Do you even believe and believe and believe until you pass out, yet you still do not have the reality? Otherwise, we've been Christians for so many years. How come we're still the same old self? Don't you believe? You do. But we need the Holy Spirit in us to teach us daily. Oh, this is wrong. For you to realize it in your conscience. And to lead you into the reality. And teach you all things. That's why, in the midst of doing all kinds of things, you can truly enjoy Christ. The triune God is not a doctrine. A doctrine is useless. That's why if you want to know God, you need to know the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, you just know not the triune God, but the one-third God. you don't believe in the three in one. You only believe in the one-third God. Not the triune God, but the one-third God. Lord Jesus. I don't dare to ask you, have you understood? Do you understand? Have you entered in? Have you touched it? Are you willing to enter in? Because if we do not see this, there's no way for you to be a true worshiper. Just the doctrine alone cannot make you a true worshiper. A true worshiper needs to know the Father. He needs to know the Son and to enjoy all the riches and also the relationship between the Father, the Son, and also to enter into this reality. I have nothing more to say. I really have no word to express it. The Holy Spirit has to work within us. So as we want to share concerning the Father seeking such worshipers, He's been seeking for 2,000 years. The Lord Jesus said this word 2,000 years ago. Because He brought in the New Testament, He brought in the New Covenant, and the Old Covenant is past, and all the types are over. We no longer need the bulls, the sheep, the cattle, and all the doves. Now all the offerings are the reality. And the Father is seeking those who worship in spirit. It doesn't mean that we don't need our heart anymore. But the heart is the heart and the spirit is the spirit. Still talking about the Chinese translation. Nor should you say it's only in sincerity or honesty. That's the Chinese translation. Now, those dog worshippers are also very sincere. Don't say that they're not sincere. In the middle of the night, at midnight, everybody has gone to bed and they go worship the dogs. Aren't they sincere? Some people blow themselves up and they are very sincere about it. Tell me, are they not sincere? Would you like to set a bomb and blow yourself up? Does God want such people to worship Him? No. Worship is in spirit and also in with the reality of the Lord Jesus Christ as our offering. Even if I, the sinner, would prostrate down 100 times to worship Him, He doesn't want that. Even if I prostrate myself and bow down 100 times to worship Him, does the living God want us to worship Him in such a way? I repeat, that is why the Holy Spirit within our spirit will lead us into all reality. It's only then that we would have the offerings to offer up to the Father. Today I'm punctual. Okay.